Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want. Do it toll-free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
A scientific genius named Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Johnny Ray joining us a little bit late. He was at dance class this evening, which, you know, sounds like a lot more fun.
Yeah, I learned a pea gathering sort of a dance from the 18th century.
Pea gathering, like vegetable?
It was like, to tell you the truth, I don't know why it was called a pea gathering dance, but it was like a square dance. We were in a circle. We were moving in and out, and there were more women than men, so some of the women were playing men.
That tends to happen at dances.
Uh-huh.
But it's a good problem to have if you're a guy.
Right.
Yeah, it was great fun for me, but I was sniffing. I was huffing Glade out in the parking lot before it started, so...
What does that mean, you were huffing Glade?
Well, I wasn't really, number one. And number two, huffing Glade is it's like sniffing glue.
Like sniffing glue, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, but you're using a can of air freshener.
Oh, I thought it was just a term for that you janitors used for cleaning up.
No, it's huffing.
So, yeah, not recommended, kids. Don't try that at home. Stick with the pot. 855-453, that's
stay
the toll-free
crack,
number.
Kids.
Hey, you know what, Johnny Gray, you're just in time for a conversation I wanted to have with Mark, and it'll be interesting to get your perspective on this.
Great.
Because the understanding that I had, Mark, from a brief conversation with you off the air about this a couple of days ago was that you thought that the Ithaca Hours concept was a good one.
I really don't know that much about it.
And tonight you admitted to me that you don't know that much about it.
I don't know about admitted. I said... You thought
it was a good thing, though, that people were doing this, right?
I like alternative currencies. Somebody set up an alternative currency called the Ithaca Hour.
Yep.
It's been going on for some time.
Tell me what you know about it.
About that.
That much. Okay. Very good. Johnny Ray, are you familiar with the Ithaca Hour?
I was introduced to the Ithaca Hour at the 2008 Pork Fest, maybe the 2007 Pork Fest, by Jack Schimek.
Okay.
And he was running his Alt Expo, and we sat down, and he talked to me about some different things.
The Alt Expo is something that has traditionally gone alongside of both Porcupine Freedom Festival and the Liberty Forum, the two official Free State Project events that happened here in New Hampshire. Jack and a group of others decided at one point that they didn't really much care for some of the topics of the the official discussion, and they wanted to add in some more alternatives to be discussed, like farming methods and
I love the alternative all that
other
stuff.
Other stuff that just weren't on the regular rundown of the program. So Alt Expo has kind of grown over the years, and there's always interesting things being talked about there. I just want to give some perspective on what that means.
Okay, sure. And hopefully, Mark, are you wikiing the Ithaca Hour now?
I thought I'd hear what you guys had to say.
I will. I'm gonna throw out what I think it might be.
All right, go ahead.
And because
I'm fairly familiar with it, and I've got the frequently asked questions open here from the Mountain Hours.
Sure,
similar.
It's an alternative currency that was introduced in Ithaca, New York, recently, in the past 15 years, I'll say. And it's based on a man hour. It's redeemable. It's a note that you can redeem for an hour's worth of labor, but it was probably supposed to evolve into just a paper currency that you didn't redeem for an hour of somebody's labor, but it just took on a strength of its own.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good description, a general description of it. And
it says it's the oldest and largest local currency system in the United States that is still operating.
It's about 20 plus years old. 1991 was when it came out. And credit where credit's due. It's good that people wanted to create an alternative currency, and in this case it was the brainchild of one man in Ithaca.
Yeah.
And it's good that he wanted to do that, and it certainly has been successful, although I've heard that recently interest and usage has fallen off the radar in Ithaca because the one man who was behind the program left Ithaca. So that often happens
when you're dealing. This is, sounds very similar to what they call a barter exchange, which are just systems where businesses get together and exchange their services at a little discounted rate or whatever.
The idea behind the Ithaca Hour is...
Yeah, I'm also going to say that... sorry to interrupt you, Ian. Not that sorry. But the idea was also to promote localism. What do they call that?
Exactly. Yeah, just the buy local
locavorism.
Locavore.
Is there a name for it?
Locavore is somebody who buys things locally, specifically somebody who eats locally.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This is anything local.
By that definition, I would be a local for.
This is anything local. The idea is to keep the money in the community, an alternative currency that is utilized within one physical area. Like the Ithaca Hour isn't going to be worth anything to someone in Albany.
Rochester.
The Ithaca Hour is not going to be worth anything in California. But in Ithaca, the idea was to keep the money local. And, you know, people bought into this, but they bought into it based on just the concept and the marketing surrounding it, not because it's a particularly good idea. And in fact, I would suggest that the way these things are operated could very well be a scam. And let me run down how this. Let me back up my statement here, because there's
a lot of alternative currencies that are based on the Ithaca Hour.
Right. In fact, on the Mountain Hours website, mtnhours.com, this is one of the newest iterations of the Ithaca Hour. Mm-hmm. It got some press a couple of years ago when it first launched. This is a new alternative currency, it's local, etc. So there's usually some press that comes along with this, and people get excited about it. And even people within the Liberty community were excited about this, and somebody else in the Liberty movement has launched their own currency in another place, another one of the Hours currencies. And I feel like Liberty people who should know a thing or two about sound money and money with real value behind it really should think twice and not adopt this concept. So, first off, the biggest problem with it, they're just Federal Reserve notes. There's nothing special about the Ithaca or Mountain Hour. They're just they're arbitrarily tied a certain amount to Federal Reserve notes. So the guy that created this decided, or you know, in the Mountain Hours, it's one guy who's you know pushing this out there. He decided that one Mountain Hour would be worth 10 Federal Reserve notes.
That's the same with the Ithaca Hour,
right? So that's all it is. It's just a representation.
It's a $10 bill.
It's right. It's a representation of Federal Reserve notes. Therefore, it is subject to all of the inflation and all of the manipulation that the Federal Reserve note is subject to. And that should be enough right there to get a liberty-minded, you know, alternative currencies, hard metals, you know, Bitcoin, something valuable kind of minded person to say.
This isn't a commodity. This isn't a commodity currency. This is the repackaging of a fiat currency.
Right. So that alone should be enough to set you on edge. But there's more. So not only are you subject to the Federal Reserve's inflation, but you're also subject to the Ithaca Hours or the Mountain Hours or whatever the central office of the Hours inflation as well. From the Mountain Hours FAQ on their website, mtnhours.com, how do I get Mountain Hours? Well, the most common way to acquire Mountain Hours is to become a goods or service provider and advertise. When you agree to accept Mountain Hours in your business, which is an important step to getting an alternative currency accepted locally, is to go around to businesses and sell them on the idea of, hey, you should take this because people value it and they're going to use it. They're going to want to use it in your business. So if you agree to accept Mountain Hours in your business, we issue you 5 Mountain Hours in every 3 months that you can immediately start spending into the community. Now, you don't have to pay them for those 5.
You just sign up and they give you $15, right? Or $150.
That would be $50. I think that's every 3 months. So if,
okay, I guess I was thinking, when I heard the number 3, I was just...
I don't think you get $140. I think that's $50 every...
They give you $50 a month, okay.
No, it's $50 every 3 months.
Okay.
Follow? Okay, so you sign up for this, and I could be wrong. Maybe it is $50 a month, but the way I read it here is 50 every 3. So where's that money coming from?
Inflation.
The guy who's running the program isn't putting $10 into a till every time he hands you
probably not
money. He's printing that money out. So every business that signs up, and so the more businesses that sign up, the more money is then being, more of this money, these hours, are being printed and given out into the community to be spent at a $10 value. Now, do you think you'd be able to take an Ithaca hour and get $10 from anyone for it?
Maybe.
855-453.
Depends on if they want it. Seems unlikely, though. I mean, why wouldn't I just want a $10 bill?
Right. Let's come back with more here on this. Again, I think this is a scam. What's to prevent the guy from printing out some and going and spending them? 855-453. He just claims in his frequently asked questions that he won't do that.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And maybe you think I've got it all wrong with this Mountain Hours slash Ithaca Hours discussion. Feel free to call in, 855-450-FREE, and join us online as well over at freetalklive.com, where you'll find a variety of features, and you'll find that they are all completely free. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That'll give you quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast, and it's all free. Once again, m.freetalklive.com.
Actually, we've been talking about Bitcoins here on Free Talk Live for some time, and one thing I've been doing is this week I've gotten some questions from some listeners about Bitcoins, and I think this is great because I'll just use the time that I normally talk about Bitcoins to answer these questions. I think everybody has a lot of these questions.
Yeah, for sure.
So, One of the questions I've got here is how do we know that Bitcoins won't just fold overnight? Ian?
I would say because there's a tremendous amount of interest in Bitcoins and it's decentralized.
They can't fold overnight. They're already out on the internet, right?
Sure, but I guess if everyone decided to turn off their Bitcoin client, all the millions of Bitcoin users, I guess if they decided they just were done with this whole Bitcoin thing and decided to shut down the entire thing, which is very unlikely that it, in theory, could go away. But I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
So Bitcoins exist on the internet. They are a commodity there. There are currently 11 million. There'll be as many as 21 million, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So what you would need is all of the thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, I don't know, Bitcoin users out there to shut down their Bitcoin clients.
All the nodes on the network.
And this is a tantamount to everybody's saying, you know what, we just don't want gold anymore.
Right. When you hear the question about, well, what's going to stop it from shutting down overnight, the suggestion there is that Bitcoin would be like some other kind of centrally controlled currency where if it were issued from some central office and all relying on some central server, then yeah, you know, they could shut down the office and leave whenever they felt like it. But Bitcoin is decentralized, meaning that it is being run all across the world on your computer. You are operating, if you're running the regular Bitcoin client, there are different clients, but if you're running the regular one, you're operating the network. So it doesn't shut down ever.
So the answer is could it just fold that up overnight? Yes. And the statistical likelihood of that is the same statistical likelihood as people never wanting to buy any other commodity that's out there, too. Pork bellies becoming worthless. Citrus futures, gold, silver. I'm just, you know, whatever commodity you pick, it becomes worthless. Yeah. And it generally doesn't happen. So
today, Bitcoins are up to $25.
Yeah, they're up over 25 today. So they're moving up.
Johnny Ray, when was the first time you bought a Bitcoin? What'd you pay for it?
$9.
Damn. How long ago was that?
Probably August last year.
It's incredible.
Yeah, late last year.
Are you
around 25 now? I was just looking at it.
Are you glad you've been buying some every week with your paycheck, a portion of your paycheck?
What can I say? I'm thrilled.
Yeah,
well, who's
incredible.
Not? I mean, everybody's thrilled when they're going up, Ian. I mean, you know, the fact is,
and there's no guarantee it's just going to always go up.
They could correct at any point. And I don't like the term correction.
Yeah, it suggests that there's something wrong.
Else. But it's the term that's often used. They could go down, but I just saw a statistic.
Well, you should like the term correction, I think. If the price, what it's currently trading at, represents the accurate value, then any movement is a correction. But I guess they use correction
just
usually to when they're talking about it going down.
That's what they use it for. There was a statistic I saw online today that if Bitcoin just had 3% of Western Union's business. Now remember, Bitcoin allows you to send and receive money around the world without paying any fees and having complete control over your money. Why in the world wouldn't it eat some of Western Union's lunch if it had just 3%? Of Western Union's business, the market cap on it would be $200 a Bitcoin at the current amount of Bitcoins. So I don't see Bitcoins going down.
Oh, did I? A couple weeks ago, you asked me about market cap, and I gave the wrong definition of what market cap was.
Okay.
I'm not sure if any of us corrected me then, but I will say now that market cap is sort of the current valuation, all the bitcoins times their present price.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's the market cap. And at the time I had said that it was like the initial investment in everything. So my contribution to the market, never mind.
It's good to know that. I didn't know what a market cap was.
Okay. I looked it up online. I didn't find the definition that I saw to be very beneficial to me. Somebody explained it to me, and I that's what it is.
Now, bitcoins, unlike the Mountain Hour or the Ithaca Hour or the you-fill-in-the-blank hour, there's a handful of them out there, bitcoins are a real currency that has value in comparison, that is increasing in comparison at this time to other currencies around the world. It's actually the most valuable currency in the world, whereas Ithaca Hours and Mountain Hours, their value is going to be lower than what it's claimed to be because there are more of them in circulation than the money that actually is supposed to back it up. We've been talking about how this system works, and there's the Mountain Hours website, mtnhours.com, which has a frequently asked questions on it, that makes it pretty clear that somebody, the guy running the program, is printing these out. If you're a business who signs up to accept these things, you get $50 every 3 months in Mountain Hours, which is 5 Mountain Hours, because they're tied to the Federal Reserve note at $10 per Mountain Hour. But if you were to take a Mountain Hour and try to sell it to somebody, they're not going to give you $10 for it, because who's going to give anybody $10 for something that is printable? Something that, you have no idea how many of them are printable. And also, how many businesses in the area take them? That's another important question. That's, an important factor as to how valuable they would be.
What time is it in Colorado?
2 hours off of now, so 6:26.
Maybe during a break, I'll call some of the businesses and see if they're still taking these Mountain Hours.
Are they listed on the website as taking them?
Yes, they have a list of vendors.
How many are there?
Accept them. 50 or 60.
That's not bad. It's not bad. I mean, you can get people on board.
It's an alternative currency based on the same crappy currency we have in this country. It just seems like if you were going to create an alternative currency that you might go and, that was specifically local, that you might try to make something that is founded on better principles. And I have to agree with you, Ian. I mean, now that I found out about these things, it's either a scam or potentially a scam. I wouldn't be involved simply because they're based on Federal Reserve.
Right. That's why I question anyone who calls themselves a liberty activist who's operating one of these things.
I don't know. I mean,
I question whether or not that person understands what they're doing, or they're if they don't understand it, then it's ignorance. But if they do understand it, then it seems like that person could be a scam artist. So I would say beware of anybody that approaches you about these hours ideas. Now, the guy on the website here claims that, because one of the questions that he gets asked is, well, how do we know you're not going to print these? It's like, well, one of the rules of the Mountain Hour is I can't spend my own currency. So if you see me out in the community spending Mountain Hours, something's wrong, because I can't spend my own currency. I am an honest man, and I will not spend my own currency. But who's to say his wife or his, son or daughter won't go out and spend it, or his buddy, or something like that?
Well, isn't the limit on the number of bitcoins that they're going to make, isn't that just something they say?
Someone has decided that at some
point.
No,
the limit on the number of bitcoins? No, that's not. It's a limit in the program.
Okay.
I mean, it's you can go and audit the program. So
they set that limit.
I want to challenge you in the next segment on some of your Bitcoin cheerleading.
Great. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Lunch is ready! and it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can also Skype us at lrn.fm on Skype. And with you in the studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We're talking about alternative currencies. The discussion started with the Mountain Hours, also known as Ithaca Hours, also known as, there's a few others of the, let's see, Madison's got one in Wisconsin, the Cascadia Hour Exchange in Portland, River Hours in Columbia River Gorge, Oregon / Washington, and of course, the original was the Ithaca Hour. Mountain Hours are the newest of the bunch. I think there's,
yeah, and these are all different things. They're not all the same thing. Ithaca Hour is also known as this, also known as that.
Yeah, I don't want to make it sound like they're interchangeable. They're not. They're different currencies. But generally the concept is the same in that they are a paper currency that is somebody is making up. That is pegged to a certain dollar value, a certain Federal Reserve note value. In this case, the Mountain Hour is pegged to $10, and apparently so is the Ithaca Hour. And I was looking on the frequently asked questions for this website at mtnhours.com, because it's my belief that because they're printing these, and in fact, the guy actually admits in the first question on his frequently asked questions is, you know, he actually admits here, I think it's the first question, that there are more, yeah, he says, Mountain Hours are not meant to replace federal dollars. Instead, they supplement dollars, making more money available in circulation. I mean, he comes right out and says,
he's inflating
the currency.
The currency.
And, you know, he claims later on that this is legal and that you have to do your taxes with it and that, you know, you have to report mountain hours as though they're $10 on your taxes. And so this is not about, you know, it's not about freedom in any way, shape or form. It's about a socialist, usually. It's usually a, you know, kind of a socialist minded person who's behind this, trying to put their money in circulation. And really, they're going to benefit from it. They're benefiting from this.
But one thing that you pointed out that's really accurate is, you know, I'm not saying that this guy is a crook. I don't know him, but I don't like currencies where I have to figure out whether or not somebody's a crook. That's the whole point. And the fact is, he could be selling his I could take my mountain hours, produce them, sell them under the table to Johnny Ray for $7.50, giving him a 25% discount on my $10 mountain hours. He can give me cash for that $7.50 per $10 mountain hour in cash. I'm making the money on printed paper, and he's spending it with businesses.
If businesses do accept them. Now, Johnny Ray, you made a phone call during the break. You went to the Mountain Hour's website, you pulled up their list of businesses accepting the Mountain Hour, and you picked the top one and called them.
I called the Dredge Restaurant. I spoke to the manager tonight, and she said that they did accept Mountain Hours, and she knew of two or three other places. She said there are two or three places around that take them.
Now, you said there are about 50 of them listed on the website. She may not know about all these, so those are probably the only ones she knows about.
That seems reasonable.
I presume from her answer that means she's not a real fanatic of the Mountain Hours. Otherwise, she would know that there's dozens of places that take the Mountain Hour. So the one other thing
I want to point out. Yeah, but it's a going concern. It's still got people taking it.
Sure. I mean, the Ithaca Hour still exists in Ithaca. It's just not as popular now that the founder has left the area. This is what I've heard. I've never been there, so I can't say for sure.
I think you're being too suspicious about this whole thing. This is just a guy who's got feelings about buying locally, and lots of people have these feelings about buying locally, and he's tapping into that.
Some would say he's taking advantage of it.
I take advantage of the people who want to have clean stores as a janitor.
I get your point.
I exploit their desire for a clean store.
And if he's being honest about how he's running the business, if he's really, truly not doing something scammy like Mark was suggesting, you know, giving people money at a discount so they can go and buy things at full rate and or printing out his own extra bills and shuffling them to his wife or something like that. As long as he's on the up and up about what he's doing, then it's not really a scam. It's just a bad idea at that point, because then you're still just dealing with a currency that's pegged to the dollar, and it is inflating. Like, he's not hiding that this is inflating. It's right out there in the frequently asked questions that this is a currency that he is inflating, and that's the way it is. And because of that, it's never going to have more than the face value. In fact, it will be worth less than the face value. If you can find someone who's willing to turn your mountain hours into cash, this guy doesn't seem to be willing to do it. I've looked on his frequently asked questions here, because like one of the questions, I used to do the Liberty Dollar, which is a silver currency, an alternative currency, the largest and most successful alternative currency, except for Bitcoin now, but prior to Bitcoin, the largest and most successful alternative currency in the United States. And one of the big questions that people asked was, well, how do I turn this into dollars? Because, you know, business owner can't pay his vendors with silver. So he wants to know, okay, if I get these Liberty dollars from my customers, how can I turn them into dollars? And most of the regional currency offices for Liberty dollar would offer to buy them back at a certain rate. This guy didn't even make an offer like that on his website.
He wants them to stay into circulation, I would assume.
So it's just not an option. Maybe you can negotiate with somebody that accepts the mountain hours to turn them into dollars, but if you're negotiating, it ain't going to be $10 per.
Well, in a lot of cases, what my experience is with these situations is that, you know, businesses with high profit margins will take these things in sort of their off-peak time or something like that. So restaurants where it's like,
Profit margin in a restaurant.
It is and it isn't. Let's be clear. How much do you think they paid for that food?
Not that much.
Right. The plates, the power, the staff, all that stuff's in place, and there's nothing they can do with it. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying, that they run on thin margins, but having somebody sitting in there and eating their food is still profit, a large profit margin on a particular on a plate.
Okay.
So. Yeah, so they'll be like, well, you know, would I give this person 10% off? Yeah, sure, I'd do that. So yeah, I'll take your little mountain hours.
Sure, it's 20% to endear off themselves to the local community.
Sure.
Makes total sense.
and or the plumber who says, you know, would I do this for instead of $35 an hour, would I do it for $27 an hour? Yeah, I'd do that.
But Bitcoin kicks the hour's butt.
Oh, yeah.
Bitcoin can strengthen local economies because it can take money out from the tax rolls. It can, you know, protect your business from taxation, I think, if you're willing to go that direction with it. And it also is internationally usable in an instantaneous fashion. I know you had something you wanted to say about that, Johnny Ray. We'll get back into that here in a moment.
Well, I wanted to answer. I guess you had said that that it was possible if enough people, users of Bitcoin, decide to inflate the currency, that it could be done. This is theoretically possible. I've looked at checked it out. It's if enough of the people doing the hashing on the network, if they decide. But the chances of people deciding to make their currency worth less is pretty slim, right?
Yeah.
I mean, try to imagine for a second if you decide, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to take my money and make it worth less half of what it's worth today. That's, you know, nobody's going to do that. And Bitcoin is infinitely divisible, so you don't need to do it.
Yeah.
The fact is, you know, they don't need to take one Bitcoin. You can just move the decimal place over, and it becomes, you know, one Bitcoin becomes 10 Bitcoins, you know, over and over. But you'll have 10 Bitcoins where there was one. It's like a stock split. Anyway, if you want to get Bitcoins, you want to be involved, the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get them is BitInstant.com. It's possible for you to go to BitInstant.com in countries around the world in more than a million locations and get your Bitcoins. All you have to do is go there, find out what location you want to make a deposit at, including your computer at home. Once you've decided that, you make the deposit, tell BitInstant where your account is, where you want your money sent, and make the deposit, and that's easy. It's that easy. You know, just it'll be sent over. BitInstant.com.
So, Johnny Ray, you said you wanted to hold my feet to the flames or something like that about Bitcoins.
Right. I think it sounds silly to say that the Bitcoin is the most valuable currency in the world.
I've heard that's true.
It is true. It's, I don't think it's
$25 for Bitcoin.
People are
right
sold by silly things all the time, Johnny
Sure.
Ray. Well, I mean, did you buy your car based on what color it was?
No.
Come on.
No, I bought.
Would you have paid a little more if it was a different color?
I went into the dealership asking the dealer for the most dependable and fuel-efficient car.
Excellent. You're not silly. The vast majority of people are. Okay? I mean, that's it. The end of the story is Bitcoin's the most valuable currency in the world.
Well, basically what
that's
my
a pointless statement, but it sells people.
What I would say is that an ounce of silver is every much a unit of currency as a Bitcoin.
Why is it an ounce? Is it a regular ounce or a troy ounce?
Why is a Bitcoin
are you sure
a Bitcoin?
It's not a gram?
Instead of 1.5 Bitcoin.
Because it was designed that way. It's a pointless statement, I gotcha. But why isn't it 10 ounces of silver is the most?
You guys should be ashamed of yourself.
Right. 10 ounces of gold is a more valuable currency than an ounce of gold.
All right, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. You can take control, by the way. This is Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Maybe you've got experience with the Ithaca Hour or the Mountain Hour, and you can actually tell us what it's like to get out there and try to use these things and or accept them. If you've ever tried to sell one and get cash, what's the actual value of one of these things? What can you sell a Mountain Hour for on the streets? 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to continue with your calls as well. And Johnny Gray, I don't know if you did you have more to say about the Bitcoin, more feet to be held to the flame on that?
That's all. I wanted to say about the Mountain Hour and your suspicions, your warrantless suspicion about this man being a scammer, is I had said he was tapping into a popular belief that buying locally has a lot of value.
No doubt.
And that's no doubt a popular belief, and I think it has some value. I couldn't articulate what it is right now except for, like, the good feeling that I would get and the neighborliness I would get from dealing with you, Mark.
Well, the idea is that there's less carbon credits created because it doesn't have to be transported as far. You're propagating business in your particular area, which makes jobs and does good things for you.
Yeah, you'd get a warm feeling in your heart until you learned about how the fact that they're inflating it.
And yeah, well, that's all fine and dandy, but it doesn't have anything to do with a local currency. Local currency just is me inserting myself in the scenario. I can use a Federal Reserve note to do business locally in the same way I could do use Ithaca hours to business locally. So it really is a pointless operation. And I'd like to point out that the federal government already creates another currency that competes to some extent with its own, and those are called food stamps. The difference is that these are, they actually have the ETB or whatever it is now.
EBT.
Whatever it is. And they compete with their own, except that the food stamps, the EBT, disallows buying of certain things. So if you're to sell your EBT stuff to somebody else, you're not going to sell it dollar for dollar.
Yeah.
you're going to sell it for less. And it's the same way that these Ithaca hours, there's fewer things you can buy with them because there's fewer businesses that use them, and it's in a limited geographic area.
There's
no way in hell you're going to get somebody to pay $10 on a regular basis. Maybe somebody to pay $10. But
I'm curious on what someone would actually pay for one of them. That would give a real idea of what they're actually worth. And there's one more point. We're going to get right to your phone calls here. But there's one more point I wanted to make out of the frequently asked questions on the mountain hours. I think it's important. The final question on his FAQ is, what about inflation or deflation? Well, he says, the mountain hours currency cooperative steering committee. Oh, boy. That should give you some idea of who you're dealing with here.
You've got a committee.
We'll monitor the
evil committee.
No, I think they've got the best of intentions. I don't think that, you know, that they're scamming, but ultimately in a system based on inflation, whether they intend it to be or not, is not really fair. I don't think. But let me go on. So they're going to monitor the flow of mountain hours in the community. MCC members will occasionally be asked their opinion concerning the amount of mountain hours in circulation. Based on these reports, the MCC may alter issuing policy to keep mountain hours a strong stimulant to our local economy. There are many factors which determine how much money is put into circulation. Just as with federal currency, if too much money is in circulation, we will experience inflation. That's not true. That's a common misconception about inflation that, well, it's only if you put too much in, then you'll experience inflation. No, the definition of inflation is
inflation of the currency.
Any amount of inflation of the currency. Every 3 months, when they give $50 in mountain hours to, they print them out, and they give them to every single business that accepts mountain hours. You say, Johnny, there's about 50 or 60 businesses on their list.
In their directory.
So every single month, every 3 months, they are printing out, they're printing out $2,500 worth of mountain hours, and they're putting them out there. Now, he's saying they can adjust that any time based on their currency cooperative making, you know, putting in their opinions about this. And this is a real central control kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we have a committee. We're going to decide based on feedback how much, because they don't know how many people are trading these out in the community. They have no clue.
The marketplace, this is the invisible hand that was, been talked about throughout the ages. And this is a perfect example of how it controls the marketplaces when it comes to commodity-based currencies. That you don't need somebody to try to figure out what money's worth. Money's worth what money's worth, and because the marketplace will decide it.
So I just wanted to add that last bit in there because I think it's important. It really shows that this is a socialist-based concept. It's based, probably run by some commies, and their intentions are probably good.
It's
but
just name calling, and it's pointless to even say that. I thought.
Do you think I'm wrong?
I don't care. I think you're speculating.
Yeah, I think it's 50-50 whether you're right or wrong.
And it doesn't matter. And people, believe me, nobody's running. There are very few people calling themselves commies. So whether they're a democratic socialist or a socialist or they're, I'm actually an anarcho-syndicalist, don't bother calling names because then people get mired in the name. Yeah. So, look, they're Keynesian.
Because
that's the best thing I can come up with. They believe in.
That's accurate.
Yeah, central control of the money, that kind of thing, I suppose.
Yeah, it's run by people that really don't believe in true valuable currencies. They've created a system that they've plopped on top of an existing bad system, and they've made it worse.
Probably through ignorance. They probably have the best intentions at heart, but...
Sure. The road to hell is paved with them. Let's go to Doug in Manchester. Doug, you're listening online. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, what's the steps Bitcoin takes? So if federal government wanted to make it illegal, all that money you invested in that, would that just go out the window?
It's a great question. If the federal government wanted to make Bitcoin illegal, it would probably be it would decrease in value the same way marijuana did, which skyrocketed in value. And it would be, as easy to stamp out as, say, marijuana is.
But it's not like a physical thing. If they can just hack. The government could just get onto your computer and just read what you're doing, arrest you, take all that. I mean,
no, the government. Okay, so it, depending on how you go about using your bitcoins are potentially completely anonymous. You can spend Bitcoins without anybody knowing who you are. You can accept Bitcoins. You can move them around. It requires a little more finessing than sort of the average, you know, the sort of early, you know, the noob user might understand. But you can absolutely make Bitcoins completely anonymous. And likely if they went underground, then that's what you'd have to do. Remember, we don't have to do that today. You can just accept Bitcoins the same way that you accept anything else. But it's, I mean, it's, we're a ways away from government just going and, I mean, there's not even any rumblings at this point.
They don't even understand it.
I know, but a couple of years ago, they went after some guy in Illinois who had the coins that looked like American coins, but they're just silver coins.
You're talking about Bernard von Notthaus, the founder of the Liberty Dollar. It was actually back in 2007 when they raided his offices, November of 2007. He was convicted of counterfeiting by a jury of his so-called peers and has been awaiting sentencing now for 22 months.
Yeah, he hasn't actually gone to jail.
Wow.
Not that I'm saying that's okay. I'm just saying.
But it's not a fair comparison to make, because one of the problems with the Liberty Dollar, and I'm intimately familiar with it, I was a Liberty Dollar associate. One of the problems with the Liberty Dollar is it was centralized. You know, there was a central office, and it was Indiana. It was actually Evansville, Indiana. There was a central office. There was a central vault, and they went to the office, and they went to the vault, and they took all the silver and gold and platinum.
And it'd be much,
and copper.
It'd be impossible to do that with Bitcoin. It's just impossible for them
Bitcoin
to do that.
Is not ratable. It is distributed across the world in millions of nodes. It's impossible
so
for them to show
no,
it down.
Like, computer program they could go into.
No way.
Nope. It was designed by somebody to specifically for that purpose, is to prevent, you know, some government agency from going in and confiscating people's wealth with the exact reason. I'd also like to point out with the difference between the Bernard von Notthaus situation and Bitcoins is Bitcoins aren't portraying themselves as U.S. currency, whereas the Liberty Dollar, it was claimed that they were portraying themselves in that way.
I think that's nonsense.
I think that there's an argument for it. There was a video of Bernard von Notthaus you know, spending one. He's saying, it's the new $10 coin. And he spends it.
He said coin? He specifically advocated against saying
piece.
Coin.
Whatever.
But
okay.
A dollar,
see,
right?
You see why name calling doesn't work, Ian? Because you got hung up on one word in an entire sentence that I just
I'm just
said.
Trying to make sure that's what
okay,
it was.
Fine.
What
he said. Said it's a
but
$10.
I agree with you. I made a mistake. I take it back.
It's
all right.
A new $10 piece. And so he says something like this and gives it to the lady. Now, the lady got some silver, whereas with a $10 bill, you don't get anything.
Yeah.
But it has that kind of counterfeity feel the way it was portrayed in this video. Not the currency itself.
Yeah, the currency itself had a phone number on it, and it had a website on it. And, you know, if you wanted to look into it, you absolutely certainly could. Hey, thanks for the call, Doug. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. By the way, an update for you on the Liberty Dollar. Besides the fact that Bernard von Notthaus is waiting still to be sentenced after being found guilty almost 2 years ago.
It's terrible. It's unconscionable.
Besides that, the Secret Service is targeting Liberty Dollar ads on eBay and taking them down. It's Free Talk Live. Stuff's contraband.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.